Well, good evening, everyone, and, well, officially welcome to Broken Bow. Had some technical difficulties. Long story short, somebody unplugged me. I'm Randy Bushka. Glad you could join us for coverage of high school basketball here on The Breeze. We have a district championship game on the line between Minden and Ainsworth, a couple of teams that know each other well. They are conference opponents, and they are playing in a conference school. They're here in Broken Bow, and as we mentioned, Ainsworth and Minden, both members of the Southwest Conference, and they are no strangers to each other. Earlier this year, Minden had no problem in the regular season picking up the victory at Ainsworth, 77-52, and in the conference tournament, they hooked up again, and that time, the Whippets with an 86-47 win. So they win by 22 points. They win by 29 points the two times they hooked up this season. But now this one is the big one. This one will send the winner to Lincoln and the boys state basketball tournament. And talking with head coach for the Minden Whippets, Shannon Lovin, Coach Lovin was saying his team is not looking past these guys, even though they won their last two matchups very comfortably. They are not looking past them. They had a very good week of practice, and they are ready to go here in Broken Bow. And we'll find out exactly how far that is true. And they do have a little bit of issues. Miles Steen is a little under the weather. He will play tonight. Steen normally starts, but he will not start this evening. Christian Swenka will make the start tonight for the Whippets instead of Steen. Steen is here. He will play. He probably will be the first person that comes off the bench tonight for the Minden Whippets. Whippets come in at 20-2 on the season. Ainsworth at 19-6 on the year. And as you mentioned, two other six losses did come to Minden, and neither one of those two games were very close. The Whippets will be the home team here. Ainsworth will be the visitors, so they will be in their road red uniforms. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll have the starting lineups of these two teams right after this.
New Tech is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Pedley Drug in Minden is your hometown Health Mart pharmacy, carrying Mueller Sporting Goods and Hallmark. When you fill your prescriptions and shop at Pedley Drug, you see your neighbors and friends helping you, like Jeff, Tammy, and Michaela. Pedley Drug accepts most insurance and Medicare. Best of luck, athletes.
Stop by Sonic for happy hour every day from 2 to 4. Get your favorite drink for half price. Well, for half price, you can get the whole team their favorite drinks at Sonic and Kearney. Proud supporter of all the area high school sports teams. Sonic, North 2nd Avenue in Kearney, your ultimate drink stop.
Harold Korb with Korb Walker Mowers in Minden would like to take the time to congratulate the Minden Whippets basketball team on a great season. We are very proud to have a great group of athletes like you to call our team. Good luck, Whippets, from Korb Walker Mowers.
Miller Body Shop in Minden is your collision specialist. They offer paintless dent repair, great for hail dents and door dings. Auto glass replacement. Unicure spray baking booth that simulates factory paint for a quicker dry time and better quality baked finish. Miller Body Shop in Minden. Go Whippets!
The Breeze, 94.5.
1-5 district finals. Minden, they are about number 5 in the state in terms of wild card points, but two teams above them are playing tonight. The loser of that game will get the wild card. Grand Island Central Catholic has already claimed the other wild card, so this is a win-or-go-home deal here for the Minden Whippets. Let's take a look at the starters. As we mentioned earlier, Ainsworth will be the visiting team. We'll introduce them first. Their starting lineup looks like this. Nicholas Martin is a 5'10 sophomore. He's averaging 16 points and about 3.5 rebounds a ball game. Michael Schumacher is a 6'1 senior. He's averaging 6.6 points and 4.4 rebounds a game. Jared Lentz, a 6'1 junior. He's averaging 8 points and 4 rebounds per ball game. Skylar Jacobson, a 5'11 senior. He's averaging 7.5 points and almost 6 rebounds a game. And Ben Hunt, a 6'6 senior. He's averaging 15.3 points and 11.2 rebounds per ball game. And we won't mention a lot of other names besides those two, those five rather, because Ainsworth does not have a very deep bench, and that could be one thing that is to the advantage of the Minden Whippets. And for the Whippets, their starting lineup, as we mentioned, a little bit different tonight because of the illness situation, as Miles Steen will not start, but we will see him play tonight. Starting lineup looks like this. Carson Bloom is a 5'11 junior, and Bloom is averaging about 6 rebounds and 16 points per ball game. Dan Christensen is averaging about 3 points and 1 rebound on the season. Christensen is a 5'7 junior. Christian Swenka, as we mentioned, won't start tonight. He is 6'4 and a junior. Swenka on the season is averaging about 3 points and 3 rebounds per ball game. Benjamin Peterson will make the start tonight as well. Peterson, the center, is a senior. He's about 6'5". And Peterson on the year is averaging 6 points and 14.5 rebounds per ball game. And Derek Kissinger, the junior, he is 6'1". And Kissinger is averaging 16 points and about 3 rebounds a game. So you get 16 from Kissinger, you get 16 from Bloom, you get about 14.5 from Ben Peterson, and that's a whole lot of points in that trifecta, and they got plenty of help off the bench as well. We are underway here in Broken Bow. The opening tip is controlled by the Minden Whippets, and they'll bring it into the offensive zone, and they're going to slowly work the ball up. They'll give it off on the right wing for Kissinger. Kissinger gave it away, gets it back, fires the three. It's no good, and up high for the rebound for Ainsworth is going to be Ben Hunt. And Hunt will just give the ball right back out here for Nicholas Martin, and Martin will bring it in the offensive zone. It lost it momentarily, gives it back out for Jacobson. Right now, Minden going man-to-man. They're really sagging away from the ball, and Hunt has it. He'll kick it on the right wing for Lentz. Lentz back inside for Hunt. Hunt will drive, and he's fouled. So Ainsworth going right at Minden in their first possession, and Ben Hunt now will go line and will shoot two. And the foul is given to Christian Swenka. That is his first, and the free throw for Ainsworth is up and good. Ben Hunt, first point of the ball game here for either team. Second free throw, back the iron to no good. Up high for the rebound for the Whippets is Ben Peterson. And Peterson will just give the ball out here for Bloom. Bloom in the offensive zone will dribble off on that left wing. Off of a little screen set on the high side. Kissinger has it. He'll give it to Peterson. Peterson will fire the three, back the iron to no good. Long rebound is pulled out by Hunt. His second rebound of the game, and here's the second possession of the basketball game here for Ainsworth. They lead it 1-0, and dribbling behind his back is going to be Martin. Martin will kick into the right corner for Lenz. Lenz gives it right back out for Martin, almost stolen away by Bloom, but Martin will drive and hit a little floater in the lane. 3-0 start to the game here for Ainsworth. Christensen kicks on the left wing. Around the perimeter we go. Kissinger has it. We'll give it top of the circle, and then right back out here for Christensen. Now penetrating is going to be Bloom. He takes it to the baseline, passes it back out here for Swenka. Swenka will give it in. Back it in is Peterson. He shoots over the top of Hunt, and it's good. Benjamin Peterson with a hand in his face by Ben Hunt. Hits it over the top of the big guy, and it's the first point of the ball game. And now a steal by Christensen, and Christensen misses the layup. Loose ball rebounded by Swenka. Swenka's shot won't fall, and now it's tied up. Oh, two opportunities for Minden from point-blank range after a brilliant steal by Daniel Christensen. Just quick hands up there, flipped the ball in the air, and then kind of won the jump ball for it. And everything went right for Minden except scoring. They got a couple of rebounds out of it, but they couldn't come up with a bucket. So a turnover for Ainsworth, but no points out of it. And now Minden will put a little pressure on the ball. Across the timeline, they get it to Hunt. Hunt will kick it off on the left side for Jacobson. Jacobson will hand the ball off for Schumacher, and Schumacher gave it away, now gets it back. Schumacher, with the headband, will kick on the left side for Jacobson. Jacobson, between circles now, and they're just going to weave the ball back out here for Lentz, who will kick now on the left side for Schumacher. Schumacher, I was going to say got away with a double dribble, but they blow the whistle. They do call it, and that was pretty good pressure put on the Whippet defense. And they forced the turnover with 5:40 to go and an opportunity for them to take their first lead of the ball game as we are fairly early in here in the first quarter. Bloom on that left side, looking in. He'll get it, enter it down low for Swenka. Backdoor cut. Shot good by Benjamin Peterson. Nice offensive set there by Minden. They got the ball down low and then make that bounce pass as they flew into the lane in the first lead of the game here for Minden. After the bucket by Peterson, and another steal caused by Christensen. It's up ahead here to Peterson. Peterson drives in too strong. Offensive rebound by Bloom, and Bloom will score. So a couple of turnovers here by Ainsworth, and a quick run here by the Whippets, and they'll bounce pass it on the right side. Will the Bulldogs. They'll get it to Lentz. Lentz enters it in. Coming up here is Hunt. Hunt in the lane, leans it up, and he's hit on the arm. He'll get the bucket and the foul. Nice job of just knifing in, and Ben Hunt, big frame, but enough quickness to lay that one up and in, and that's going to be the second foul on Schwenka. So he'll come out of the ball game, and checking in is going to be Steen. So we'll see how the Blue Bug and Steen, if they parted ways completely. The free throw by Hunt is up and good. He finishes a three-point play, and we are now tied at six. 4:43 to go here, and driving the baseline is Bloom. He picks up his dribble. He'll kick the ball back out here for Peterson. He'll fire the three. No good. And rebound by Schumacher. I got Minden right now being 0-for-3 from behind the arc in the ballgame. Long pass on the baseline. Hunt has it. Shoots over the top, and he'll score. Shot over the top of Peterson, and Hunt really the go-to guy here as Ainsworth takes the lead back. Now the left side. Here's Peterson. Long deuce. No good. Rebound by Schumacher, and here comes Ainsworth. They're going to slowly work the ball up court as the Bulldogs have an 8-6 lead here midway through the first quarter. Martin will just step up, fire a long three, and he hits it. Wow, he was about 4 feet from the top of the key. And I think it surprised everybody that he shot the three and he drained it. A five-point lead here for Ainsworth. This is their largest lead of the game. Bloom kicks now, left wing for Kissinger. Kissinger just inside the three-point arc. Jumper no good. Rebound is tied up. Bunhunt got the rebound, tied up with Miles Steen, who just checked in a little bit ago. Alternating possessions, and it should be Minden basketball, and it is. So the Whippets will inbound underneath their own basket. They'll just toss it in here for Peterson. Off the screen, driving now is Bloom. Bloom kicks it out, driving is Pete Christensen. He'll give it off on the left side. Jumper no good by Peterson. He missed another three-pointer, but then the rebound, they give it out to Peterson. His jumper in the lane, no good. And Hunt will end the possession with the rebound here for Ainsworth. Minden crowd right in front of us, and they're still feeling pretty good, but they're down by 5 points here, 11-6. And pretty good pressure being put on the ball. Jacobson just has to give the ball out to Hunt. Back inside for Hunt. Hunt working against Peterson, drives the baseline. He is double teamed. They'll kick it out. Shot is blocked by Bloom, and the loose ball picked up by Steen. Give credit for Bloom for a block as they kick the ball out. Bloom quick enough to get it, and now driving in the Whippets. Left-handed layup, no good. Rebound by Hunt, and now slowly in the offensive zone comes Ainsworth. Steen drove the baseline, put up an athletic-looking shot, but it would not fall. Martin in the lane, floater, back the iron, then rolls around and in. He's got seven in the game. Ainsworth shooting the ball very well. They're up by seven. Timeout, Minden. 13-6, Ainsworth with the lead. We'll be back with more of the first quarter right after this.
A tradition of community banking, the money that's deposited with Minute Exchange Bank is reinvested locally in the form of loans to area families, agriculture, and businesses. Full-service banking with a strong dedication to the local community is what Minute Exchange Bank is all about.
Qdoba knows how to make a burrito stand out above the crowd. Starting with a thin shell, always steamed, then piled high with meat or chicken, rice with lime and cilantro, cheese, and all the other fillings you want. Qdoba on the corner of 25th and 2nd in Carney. Proud to serve all your teams. Buses welcome.
The Breeze, 94.5.
And welcome back here to Broken Bow as a great start to the ball game here for Ainsworth. After Minden took the lead, it's been all Bulldogs, and they now lead it 13-6. They are on an 8-0 run here after falling behind by 6-5. And Minden just kind of circling the wagons a little bit. Shannon Lovin had seen enough. He just kind of wants to focus his team, and the Dogs will inbound it. Craig Driver checked in for Minden. He will inbound the basketball. Now right side with it, Derek Kissinger. Top of the circle, off the screen. Here's Bloom. Bloom on the baseline. Nice bounce pass. Inside shot and a foul. Nice bounce pass to Benjamin Peterson. And now Peterson will go to the line and shoot two. And Ben Hunt, who has 6 points in the game, now picks up his first personal foul. Oh, check it. They actually call it on Schumacher. That's a little bit of a break here for the Bulldogs. So two shots coming up here for Peterson, and the free throw is up and good. Schumacher was there as well, and Hunt with the foul, but Schumacher must have fouled first. Second free throw on the way, and it is up and good. And that'll put an end to an 8-0 run here for Ainsworth and make it now 13-8. Ainsworth with the lead and the basketball. Martin brings it up. He'll fire another long three. That one is short, and a rebound ripped out of there by Miles Steen. That's the first miss from behind the arc here for Ainsworth. They haven't shot the ball that much from out there. In the lane, Steen has it. Kicks in the corner. Here's the three. No good for Driver. And the rebound to Nicholas Martin. Ainsworth in the offensive zone here. They're up by 5 minutes and a half to go. And now number five, Carson Bloom, picks up the foul. Battle of the fives there. And Carson got a little bit of the arm of Nicholas Martin. And that's now three team fouls whistled on the Whippets. Only one against the Bulldogs here in quarter number one. They get the ball to Hunt. Hunt will wait for traffic to clear, and he'll give it to Skylar Jacobson for Ainsworth, and they'll give it on the baseline. Dribbling around is going to be Martin. Martin from the free throw line has a shot blocked by Bloom again. And here comes Minden with the basketball, coming up with a loose ball. Was Steen, I believe. No, check it. It was actually Peterson. And now on the left side, they'll get it off of Craig Driver. Top of the circle with the ball is Peterson. He'll fire a three, and that one he'll hit. He hits the three, hit the front of the rim, and then bounced to the back, rolled around, and went in. And Minden, their first three-pointer of the game. With the basketball is Martin. He'll just give it up on the weave here for Jacobson. He's between the circles. 40 seconds left. Hunt has it at the elbow. Back out for Schumacher. Schumacher gives it out here for Lentz. Lentz has used up his dribble. Gives it to Hunt. Hunt passes, misses his teammate, but it's picked up by Jacobson. Jacobson will drive, kick to Lentz in the corner. Long jumper, no good. Hunt with the rebound, and then Hunt walked with it. Good pressure put down after Hunt got his fifth rebound of the quarter. It is the fourth turnover on Ainsworth with 24 seconds to go. So the Dogs will inbound it. Plenty of time here. And they're going to slowly bring it up court. Carson Bloom nonchalantly dribbles between the legs. He's doing everything but whistling as he walks up into the offensive zone. He gave it away. Now gets it back. Has the top of the circle. Thought about the three. Gives it to Peterson. Peterson on the baseline. A little floater up and in. Good ball fake to get himself open. 4 seconds left here. Wins the inbound for Martin. Martin from half court at the buzzer is short. So that'll do it. And we'll head to the second quarter tied at 13. Minden and Ainsworth tied here in the C15 district finals. We're back after this.
Take in life on the farm with a fabulous meal served farmhouse style at the Birch Hill White Hill Farmhouse Inn located north of Minden on 30th Road. Enjoy your main dish with homemade sides and desserts. Remember, you're always family at the farm. The Birch Hill's White Hill Farmhouse Inn.
The Kearney County Hospital Improvement Committee would like to remind everyone to vote for the bond on March 15th to improve our hospital and secure our health care. The need is now, so vote for the bond on March 15th. Remember, it's our future in health. Paid for by the Kearney County Hospital Improvement Committee.
Dine in at Long John Silver's now for the Fresh Side Grill with three delicious fresh side platters, all under 350 calories each. Choose from grilled tilapia, shrimp scampi, or grilled Pacific salmon, all served with long grain rice and steamed vegetable at Long John Silver's in Kearney, proud supporter of all high school sports.
Steve Casper, your Hogemeyer Seed rep at Minden, is rooting for the Minden Whippets. To learn more about the Hogemeyer Seed lineup, contact Steve Casper in Minden.
The Breeze, 94.5.
And welcome back here to Broken Bow. Quickly off the inbounds, trying to lay up is Ben Hunt. He can't come up with it. It's out of bounds. And it was last touch by Minden. Great penetration. Took about 1 second to inbound the ball, get it down to Hunt. He put up the shot real quick. Little scrum for the ball, and they're going to say Minden was on the baseline when they tried to put up the get the rebound. So it is going to be Bulldog basketball, and with it is Hunt. Hunt, about 8 feet away, will flip the ball right back out here for Martin. Martin lost it, gets it back, in trouble, turns it over. Miles Keen comes up with it, outlet pass to Bloom, who lays it up and in. Carson Bloom, first 2 points of the second quarter here, and it's 15-13 in the early stages of our second stanza. In the offensive zone, Martin. Martin drives, kicks. There's nobody there, but tracking it down was Skylar Jacobson. Jacobson in trouble in the corner, is able to get it to Schumacher. Now back out to Jacobson. Jacobson will step up, fire a three. It's no good. Good job of screening out there by Christian Swenka, boxing out his man. The ground ball actually hit the ground. The penetration by Steen gets it to Bloom. Bloom drives, misses, gets his own rebound, and he'll score. And now Minden with a little bit more rhythm here. They're not shooting particularly well, but they have scored the first 4 points of the second quarter, and they lead it 17-13 in the early stages. Martin will drive. They left him alone. His layup no good. Tipped out to Schumacher. Schumacher's going to drive. He takes it off glass, and he'll score. Michael Schumacher answers back here for Ainsworth. And now here comes Minden quickly. Bloom drives, has it blocked, and falling out of bounds. Ben Hunt was able to get the ball out. He comes up with a rebound after the block, and then tiptoes down that baseline and finds Martin, who now brings it in the offensive zone. Martin picked up defensively by Christensen. Now Martin will back up a little bit. And he'll look to the inside. Now he'll step up, fire a three. It hits the wires holding up the rims here in Broken Bow, so that'll be out of bounds. And so the basketball is going to be inbounded here by the Whippets. And about the slowest action's been here in the basketball game. Up the court is going to be Kissinger. He'll get the ball to Swenka. Kick it. They'll bring it out here for Daniel Christensen. He'll fire a long three. It's no good. Rebound fought for by a couple of Whippets. Offensive rebound shot no good by Peterson. Peterson gets it back out. Jumper by Driver. In and out and no good. And that was about three-quarters of the way down. And right now, Minden just really cold shooting the basketball. And they still have a 17-15 lead here. Dribbling around Martin. Martin enters it inside for Hunt. Hunt in traffic. Kicks on the right side for Lenz. His long jumper no good. Tracking down the rebound is going to be Daniel Christensen. And Christensen quickly up court to Kissinger. Kissinger lets traffic clear. Now he'll kick it back out for Christensen. Left side, here's the three. No good for Driver, and they're going to tie up the rebound. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I got 1 of 8 from behind the arc so far in the ball game here for Minden. It is Minden basketball as the inbound on the baseline, and they're discussing whose basketball it should be. It's the first held ball of the quarter, and three-pointer on that left side is up and no good for Derek Kissinger. In fact, it was an air ball. Martin has it. He'll step up. He'll fire a three. It's no good. And rebounded by Bloom. Bloom on the drive. Bloom all the way in. Has the ball knocked out of his hand. It'll be last touch by Ainsworth. And so Minden will inbound here. Bloom sends it. Neither team is shooting very well from behind the arc. I'm going to go penetrate. But it was knocked out of his hands, and Kissinger will get the inbounds. Around the perimeter we go. Christensen has it. Bloom now will enter it inside for Swenka. Swenka gives it back out for Bloom. Bloom will shoot over top of a screen set by Swenka. No good. Offensive rebound. The tip won't go for Kissinger, and it's finally pulled out of there by Hunt. Hunt, 7 rebounds here in the first half for the Ainsworth Bulldogs. Martin facing some pressure here from Christensen. He's got his back turned to the rack, and now he'll step to the free throw line, kick into the corner, And with the basketball is going to be Drake Fiala. Fiala will give it out here for Schumacher. Schumacher lost it, rolled around, but no turnover call because he didn't turn over enough. And Martin will just hand the ball off here for Schumacher. I thought maybe they could call that a turnover, but Schumacher has it. He'll drive back the iron. No good. Rebound tipped around. Ripping it out there is Peterson. Peterson on the run. Gets it to Bloom, and Bloom has his pocket picked as he's putting up the shot. Nicholas Martin ran the floor and knocked it out of bounds. Great hustle by both Martin and Bloom. And Bloom will inbound here for Mendon. 3:44 to go here, first half. And anybody that thought this was going to be a laugher, well, they're surprised, maybe not happily surprised here in the second quarter. On the inbounds, Christian Swanka, backdoor cut, up and good. Nice set play, came away from the screen up top, came in underneath, and he lays it up and in. Beautiful inbounds play. With the dribble is Martin. Martin's picked up defensively by Sinzel for Minden, who just checked in. Turnover, pass up ahead to Bloom. Bloom lays it up, bounces around, no good. Offensive rebound by Kissinger. Kissinger's shot won't fall. Pulled out of there by Hunt, and up ahead comes Bulldogs. Their jumper by Schumacher, no good. Bloom pulls down the rebound, dribbles behind the back, and now brings in the offensive zone. Actually had the ball knocked away, but was able to handle it, dribble behind his back, and now brings it in the offensive zone. 4-point Minden lead at 19-15. Top of the circle, Peterson, they leave alone, and he drains the three. You may not want to do that. You may not want to leave him alone. 22-15. This is the largest lead of the game here for the Whippets. Martin will drive high off glass, in and out, no good. Rebound coming out there is Kissinger. Kissinger dribbling down the sideline. He'll take it now top of the key in the lane. Kicks on the left side. Sinzel, jumper, no good. Offensive rebound, and the bucket's good by Christian Swanka. Timeout, Ainsworth. It's 24-15, Bulldogs trailing the Minden Whippets. We'll take a break. We're back after this.
The First Bank and Trust in Minden. Relationship banking, what they do. First Bank and Trust is a leader in online banking with online bill pay and 24-hour banking at your fingertips. Minden's First Bank and Trust, what you'd expect from a friend. Member FDIC.
Aurora Co-op in Minden is your one-stop farm supplier. Everything you need to keep your farm and everyday life running can be found at one of our many locations. Aurora Co-op recognizes and appreciates the time and dedication that all the coaches, athletes, and parents put into the program.
The Breeze, 94.5.
And welcome back here to Broken Bow, where right now the Minden Whippets are having their way with the Ainsworth Bulldogs. Nice little run here after we were tied at the end of the first quarter. And since then, Minden has really asserted themselves. They're on a 24-2 run here in the second quarter. And as a result, they have a fairly comfortable lead. And Sovo inbound the basketball here to Nick Martin. Nicholas Martin dribbles behind his back. Brings in the offensive zone. Pretty good pressure being put on here by Minden. They haven't forced too many turnovers here as of late, but they also haven't allowed Ainsworth to get comfortable in their offense. In the lane, Hunt has it. Shoots over the top of Peterson. It's no good. Up high for the rebound is Carson Bloom. And Bloom will drive, take it off glass, and it's good. Carson Bloom, 6 points in the quarter, and an 11-point Whippet lead, 26-15. And now they do force the turnover. Bloom steps in, makes the steal, lays it with the left hand. Shot, no good. Still fighting for the rebound is Minden. They come up with it, and then a foul. Two shots coming up here for the Whippets. On the ground, getting the basketball was Bloom, was able to roll the ball to Derek Kissinger. Kissinger then drove the lane and was hit on the arm, and he'll go line and will shoot two. Just a hustle play all the way around here for the Whippets. And the foul, by the way, whistled on Jared Lentz. That is his first, and the free throw is up and good. First point of the ball game here for Derek Kissinger. Second free throw rolls around and is good. So nice job hitting both free throws there by Derek Kissinger. And pressure, turnover, Ainsworth loses the basketball. Only their sixth turnover of the first half here, but again, it seems like every one of them has kind of hurt them a little bit. Right now, Ravenna leading West Holt in Class C2 in their district final, 24-8 at the end of one. Nice round of applause coming up here for Thomas Sinzel, who came out of the game. Great hustle by him, and Christensen checks back in. And again, Minden a deeper bench than what Ainsworth is going to be able to put out there. Right now, Minden going to slow things down here with a minute 35 to go before halftime. With the dribble is Bloom. Bloom kicks it back out for Christensen. Christensen penetrates, gets on the baseline. Nice bounce pass, but off the hands of Kissinger and out of bounds. That was such a good wraparound bounce pass. I don't think Kissinger saw the ball coming until it was too late. And that will be a Minden turnover and a missed opportunity, because if Kissinger can grab that basketball, that's a layup. Martin brings in the offensive zone with the spin. He'll throw it on the baseline. Schumacher falling out of bounds. Gives it to Jacobson. Now knifing through is Hunt. Hunt will take it off glass, and it's good. Only the second field goal of the second quarter here for Ainsworth. And in the offensive zone is going to come Christensen. Christensen gives it to Bloom. Bloom back on the inside here for Peterson. And they're going to tie it up. Possession arrow is pointing to Ainsworth. So Ainsworth will inbound it underneath the Minden basket here with 57.7 seconds to go. At halftime, we have a halftime guest, and that'll be Rick Cremosa, the head girls basketball coach for Minden, as his Lady Whippets are in the girls state basketball tournament, getting one of those wild cards, and I'm sure it'll be a much more pleasant conversation than last time we talked, because I talked to him after they lost to Centura. Good pressure being put on, but Ainsworth is able to break it. They bring in the offensive zone. Jacobson will get it into Hunt. Hunt, nice little ball fake, puts up a little floater. It's too strong. And the rebound by Carson Bloom. He's got five rebounds here in the first half. And now I think Minden is going to milk the clock, I would assume, here with 35 seconds left. And they are standing near midcourt with the basketball is Derek Kissinger. Kissinger will give it back out for Bloom. And they're just going to let Bloom milk the clock a little bit. He passes the ball to Peterson, and he'll just hand it right back out to Bloom. He's at the spiking line. With the volleyball court inlaid with the basketball court. He gave it away momentarily. Now Bloom has it. Bloom will drive, kick. He gets the ball to Kissinger. Kissinger, 8 seconds left. He gets a little screen, and he'll get the ball off for Christensen. Christensen inside. Little hook here by Steen. It's no good, and it's tipped out of bounds at the buzzer. But a nice round of applause by the Minden fans, because their team has dominated the second quarter. And Minden heads to the locker room with a 28-17 lead. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll have the Allen Superstore Halftime Report. We'll do that and talk with Minden girls basketball coach Rick Cremosa. We'll do that right after this timeout.
If you have grain to move, nothing moves like a Mayrath auger, and Stadler Implement in Minden is your local Mayrath auger dealer. Go see Carl and the gang at Stadler Implement on East Highway 6 in Minden. You'll be satisfied with the service you get.
Pedley Drug in Minden is your hometown Health Mart pharmacy, carrying Mueller Sporting Goods and Hallmark. When you fill your prescriptions and shop at Pedley Drug, you see your neighbors and friends helping you, like Jeff, Tammy, and Michaela. Pedley Drug accepts most insurance and Medicare. Best of luck, athletes.
Stop by Sonic for happy hour every day from 2 to 4. Get your favorite drink for half price. Well, for half price, you can get the whole team their favorite drinks at Sonic and Kearney. Proud supporter of all the area high school sports teams. Sonic, North 2nd Avenue in Kearney, your ultimate drink stop.
Allen's, the You Get More Superstore. Check out the Food Mart, Wine Cellar, Pharmacy, Husker Shop, and Sporting Goods. Plus a whole lot more. Allen's Photoshop now has state-of-the-art inkjet photo technology with unsurpassed color and clarity. Allen's develops 35mm true black and white and slide film. Plus produces in-store prints from wallets to 40 by 60 inch posters. 1115 West 2nd Hastings. Allen's, the You Get More Superstore. Check us out online with weekly specials at allensuperstore.com.
The Breeze, 94.5.
And welcome back here to the C15 Boys District Championship, where the Minden Whippets lead it 28-17 over their conference rival, the Ainsworth Bulldogs. And joining us here at halftime to talk a little girls basketball is Minden girls basketball coach Rick Cremosa. And Coach, you survived. We were last time I talked to you was after the sub-district game where you lost to Centura, and you had to be chewing a lot of fingernails in that last week or so.
Yeah, it was a long week, but you know, I guess it worked out for us, and we're fortunate to keep playing.
Let's talk a little bit about your setup that you have. I mean, it's a tough C1 in girls this year. It's a very, very tough setup. You're 20-2 and the number 5 seed taking on Gordon Rushville. What can you tell us about Gordon Rushville?
Gordon's got a good ball club. I think they're 19-4. Got a lot of size. They got a 6'3" post player that's probably the best player in the panhandle out there. So she's a real force for them. And so it's going to be a tough battle. And they've got a lot of experience. They start a bunch of seniors. And so it'll be a real challenge for our team.
Talk a little bit. You mentioned the experience. That always seems to be a plus. So is it a little bit of a minus that you're such a young team? Or at this time of year, is everybody seasoned enough? That's not a really big factor.
Oh, Randy, I don't think that factors in a whole lot right now. Our kids are anxious to lace them up again, and we're using that as an incentive because we could have easily hung up our uniforms. So, you know, we're just looking forward to getting down there Thursday and giving it a go.
Overall, Class C1, earlier this year I talked with Bob Jensen from the Huskerland Prep Report, and he said to him, in all of basketball, one of the most interesting things was Class C1 girls because it is so wide open. Would you concur?
Oh, I think C1 basketball this year has been stronger than ever. There's eight good teams down there, and I think there's eight of them that had to stay home, too. And I think it's wide open, We'll see what happens if a team can get on a little bit of a roll and make some noise down there, that's for sure.
And certainly don't want to give away too much of the game plan, but what do you really feel you have to do well against Gordon Rushville at 3:45 at the Pershing Center on Thursday?
Well, it won't be a secret. What they do best is rebound the basketball, and they're a big physical team. And you know, that's kind of opposite of what our strength is. So we're going to have to play into our strength, which is trying to get up and down a little bit and pressure defense a little bit and shoot the basketball from the outside a little bit against their strength, which is inside play and rebounding. So I guess whichever team can execute what they do best will probably win the ball game.
Over the years and watching games at Pershing, sometimes it seems that depth makes it hard for teams that like to shoot from the outside to really kind of get into a rhythm. How do you address that? Can you address that?
Well, it's a confidence thing, Randy. We don't even talk about it, I guess. We're just going to go up there and try to hopefully shoot a little better than we did against Ventura the other night and just let it play out and see how it goes.
Well, Rick, appreciate the time, and best of luck to you, and we'll have coverage of those games for you on our sister station on Power 99.
Thanks, Randy.
Rick, I appreciate it. Thank you. Rick Cremosa, the head girls basketball coach at Minden, here at halftime. The Minden boys are in, I can't say really control, but they have a fairly comfortable lead against Ainsworth. They lead it 28-17 at the end of the first half. We'll take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll take a look at the individual numbers as we continue with the Allen You Get More Superstore halftime report right after this.
Harold Korb with Korb Walker Mowers in Minden would like to take the time to congratulate the Minden Whippets basketball team on a great season. We are very proud to have a great group of athletes like you to call our team. Good luck, Whippets, from Korb Walker Mowers.
Miller Body Shop in Minden is your collision specialist. They offer paintless dent repair, great for hail dents and door dings. Auto glass replacement. Unicure spray baking booth that simulates factory paint for a quicker dry time and better quality baked finish. Miller Body Shop in Minden. Go Whippets!
A tradition of community banking, the money that's deposited with Minute Exchange Bank is reinvested locally in the form of loans to area families, agriculture, and businesses. Full-service banking with a strong dedication to the local community is what Minute Exchange Bank is all about.
Qdoba knows how to make a burrito stand out above the crowd. Starting with a thin shell always steamed, then piled high with meat or chicken, rice with lime and cilantro, cheese, and all the other fillings you want. Qdoba on the corner of 25th and 2nd in Carnegie. Proud to serve all your teams. Buses welcome.
Take in life on the farm with a fabulous meal served farmhouse style at the Birchville White Hill Farmhouse Inn located north of Minden on 30th Road. Enjoy your main dish with homemade sides and desserts. Remember, you're always family at the farm. The Birchville's White Hill Farmhouse Inn.
The Kearney County Hospital Improvement Committee would like to remind everyone to vote for the bond on March 15th to improve our hospital and secure our health care. The need is now, so vote for the bond on March 15th. Remember, it's our future in health. Paid for by the Kearney County Hospital Improvement Committee.
The Breeze, 94.5.
And welcome back here to Broken Bow, the C-15 District Championship. The winner of this game goes to Lincoln and the Boys State Basketball Tournament, which starts a week from Thursday. The loser, well, just gets to start talking about spring sports at that point, I guess. We have some other halftime scores for you and even a final in Class C1. St. Cecilia right now leading Centennial 29-21. That game is at halftime and also on our sister station. And another all-Hastings game for you is Adams Central over Hastings, ending the season for the Tigers with a 39-21 win for Adams Central. So that is a final score. And on our sister station on Classic Hits, 98.9 FM, Ravenna now leading West Holt 42-23. That game is at halftime. We're also at halftime where Minden is leading Ainsworth 28-17. And let's take a look at the numbers. Half the scoring right now coming from Benjamin Peterson for Minden. He's got 14 points to go with 4 rebounds. 8 points for Carson Bloom and 5 rebounds. Christian Swenka, who started tonight, he has 4 points and a couple of rebounds. And Derek Christensen, 2 points and 4 rebounds. Daniel Christensen also has a couple of steals and a rebound. Craig Driver also with a rebound here for Minden, who has not shot the ball very well from behind the arc. Unofficially, I have them being 3 of 2, 4, 6, 8, 2 of 10 from behind the arc. Now for Ainsworth, leading the way for them is Ben Hunt. Hunt has 8 points and 8 rebounds. Hunt again with 8 points and 8 rebounds. Nicholas Martin with 7 points and a rebound. Michael Schumacher with 2 points and 3 rebounds. Overall, the Whippets are winning the rebounding battle against Ainsworth, but Hunt doing his share. He's got 8 rebounds. They have 12 rebounds as a team unofficially is Ainsworth, whereas Minden has 15 rebounds as a team. Leading rebounder is Carson Bloom. He has 5 rebounds here at halftime. And once again at halftime, our score, Minden 28, Ainsworth 17, and it will be Minden basketball when we start the third quarter. Right after this timeout.
Dine in at Long John Silver's now for the Fresh Side Grill with 3 delicious fresh side platters, all under 350 calories each. Choose from grilled tilapia, shrimp scampi, or grilled Pacific salmon, all served with long grain rice and steamed vegetable at Long John Silver's in Kearney, proud supporter of all high school sports.
Steve Casper, your Hogemeyer Seed rep at Minden, is rooting for the Minden Whippets. To learn more about the Hogemeyer Seed lineup, contact Steve Casper in Minden.
The First Bank and Trust in Minden, relationship banking, what they do. First Bank and Trust is a leader in online banking with online bill pay and 24-hour banking at your fingertips. Minden's First Bank and Trust, what you'd expect from a friend. Member FDIC.
Aurora Co-op in Minden is your one-stop farm supplier. Everything you need to keep your farm and everyday life running can be found at one of our many locations. Aurora Co-op recognizes and appreciates the time and dedication that all the coaches, athletes, and parents put into the program.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Reminder for you, tomorrow on The Breeze, we'll have some more high school basketball for you. The D2-2 district final at Stromsburg. Giltner will be taking on Lindsay Holy Family. Tip is set for 7 o'clock pregame. We'll start at 6:50 right here on The Breeze, 94.5. Hastings and Minden quickly on the inbounds. Minden driving up, and Bloom lays it up and in traffic. A good left-handed layup, and Bloom now with 10 points in the game. And just like that, Minden adds to their lead. They lead it now by 13. Christensen putting pretty good pressure on the basketball, but dribbling through it is Schumacher. Schumacher has to flip it off here for Lenz. Lenz enters it inside for Hunt. Driving with the basketball now is Jacobson. He is shut off there by Peterson, so they'll have to kick the ball into the corner for Schumacher. Schumacher gave it away, kicks it back out for Jacobson. His three is off the mark, and Carson Bloom is just going to let it go out of bounds. Peterson and Swenka, Kissinger, Bloom, and Christensen starting here for Minden in the second half. And for Ainsworth, their usual suspects, Martin, Schumacher, Lenz, Jacobson, and Hunt. Starters in the first half, starting second half for both these two teams. Christensen kicks it top of the circle here for Kissinger. Kissinger gives it out for Bloom. Off the screen, here's Peterson for three. It is no good. And we've got a foul after the rebound ripped out of there by Ainsworth. Lenz came up with a rebound, his first of the game, and then kind of hacking at the basketball and collecting the foul was Christian Swenka. That is his third. He picked up two early fouls in the first quarter, and now he picks up an early foul here in the third. That's a total of three. Across the timeline, Martin passes to get it to Jacobson. Jacobson gives it to Hunt. Hunt with the jumper, up and good. Ben Hunt now with 10 points in the game. He shot over the top of Benjamin Peterson, but Peterson, pretty good defense there. He made him take a tough shot, and sometimes they take tough shots and they actually hit him. Christensen gives it off top of the circle. Here's the three, no good for Bloom, and the rebound taken out of there by Schumacher. 0 for 2 from behind the arc here in the second half for Minden. They did not shoot especially well from behind the arc in the first half. Unofficial item being 2 of 10. In the lane, Hunt has it. Little bunny hook, up and good. Wow, there's not a whole lot you can do to stop that as Ben Hunt with that sky hook. I'm not even sure he knows who Kareem Abdul-Jabbar was. Christensen has the dribble in the lane, kicks on the right side, and they'll enter it down low. With it, Peterson. Peterson stepped on the baseline. Pretty good defense put on there by Ben Hunt, forcing the third Minden turnover. They had two early turnovers in the ballgame, and then after that, nearly perfect the rest of the game. That's only their third turnover. Unofficially, have Ainsworth with six. And we're going to have a little reach whistle on Daniel Christensen. A little hand check more than anything else there, really, as he was trying to harass Nicholas Martin, and he's going to be whistled for the foul. So 5:52 to go here, third quarter. It is 30-21. Minden with the lead, and they tip around the inbounds, but coming up with it is Martin. Martin will drive the lane, puts up an awkward-looking shot, and there's going to be a block. He drew a little body contact in there. They're going to say that the foul was on the floor before he put up the shot, and that's going to go on Carson Bloom. And Bloom has this look like, what was I supposed to do? Well, he did not have a very good angle, so I guess he was supposed to get out of the way. Schumacher gets the inbound, takes it on the baseline, throws it down low for Hunt. Hunt has his shot blocked. Coming up with a loose ball is Bloom. Bloom in the offensive zone for Minden. He flies down the lane, lays it up and in, and he's fouled! 12 in the game for Carson Bloom, and now we'll try to finish off a three-point play. Nice drive there by Bloom. And now the 74% free throw shooter will go to the line and try to finish off a three-point play after the foul was whistled on Lentz. And he does hit the free throw. 13 in the game. Pressure being put on the ball. Martin has it. Almost had it knocked away by Miles Steen, who checked in during the stoppage. And Martin brings in the offensive zone, off a little screen, throws it down low, and can't connect. Can't connect with Ben Hunt. Led him a little bit too far, and that'll be another turnover on Ainsworth. For the Whippets, Thomas Sinzel is going to check in. Nice hand here for Daniel Christensen. Christensen doesn't score a lot, but he plays defense all the time. Kissinger in the offensive zone. Picked up defensively by Lentz. So he'll give it to Bloom. Bloom looking in. Now gives it top of the circle for Kissinger. Kissinger used up his dribble. Gives it back to Bloom. Off the screen, they'll give it for Sinzel. Sinzel skip pass to Bloom. Bloom a little ball fake. Dish. Right side. Peterson's open. His jumper no good. Bloom with the rebound. Bloom shot. Block from behind. And pulling down the rebound. It's tied up. But Thomas Sinzel, going after the basketball, was able to grab it. It was held there, and it is alternating possessions Ainsworth basketball. Good athletic move defensively for Ainsworth, but Minden had a pretty good look at the basket. Just couldn't get it to fall. They lead by a dozen, 33-21. So So Ainsworth could use a bucket here. Hunt gets it in the lane. His shot a little bit too strong over the top of Peterson. Bloom on the run after the rebound. He'll take it off glass, and he is fouled. Carson Bloom just does not give you time to breathe. He gets the ball, drives in strong with that left hand, puts up a shot. He's hit on the arm, and he'll shoot two after the third personal foul here by Jared Lentz. And again, he's a 73.7% free throw shooter, and his free throw finds the heart of the basket here. 14 points in the game so far for Carson Bloom. So the junior toes the line here, bends the knees, fires the free throw, and hits nothing but net. They're up by a couple of touchdowns, 35-21. They trap in the corner. In trouble is Martin. Martin gets it into the hands of Fiala, and now a timeout. Ainsworth calls the timeout. I don't know if it was head coach Harlan Welch or co-head coach Brian Dillamont, but timeout Ainsworth. 4:25 to go, third quarter. 14-point lead for the Whippets when we come back.
If you have grain to move, nothing moves like a Mayrath auger, and Stadler Implement in Minden is your local Mayrath auger dealer. Go see Carl and the gang at Stadler Implement on East Highway 6 in Minden. You'll be satisfied with the service you get.
Pedley Drug in Minden is your hometown Health Mart pharmacy, carrying Mueller Sporting Goods and Hallmark. When you fill your prescriptions and shop at Pedley Drug, you see your neighbors and friends helping you, like Jeff, Tammy, and Michaela. Pedley Drug accepts most insurance and Medicare. Best of luck, athletes.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Ainsworth is able to inbound the basketball under intense pressure, and then the double dribble. Bloom, great pressure after Drake Fiala got his hands on it, put great pressure on the ball, and forced an Ainsworth turnover here. Right now, everything kind of rolling Minden's way. And part of that is, if you remember, these two teams have played a couple of times, and both times Minden with very comfortable wins. And now if you're Ainsworth, you're looking up at that scoreboard, you're thinking to yourself, oh no, here we go again. Carson Bloom will give it to Craig Driver, who checked in. Now top of the circle, here's the three, and well behind the arc, Derek Christensen. First three-pointer of the game for him. He hit that from NBA range. Quickly, Schumacher in the offensive zone has to throw the ball in the backcourt. It's stolen away. Here's Bloom with the steal, with the layup, and the bucket. Just a little sloppy with the basketball, and Minden pushes that lead out to 19. With the dribble in the offensive zone, having trouble is Jacobson. Jacobson almost walked with it. Loose ball is picked up, and they'll give it to Martin. Martin is just being harassed by Carson Bloom. Right now, Minden, it's like sharks sensing blood in the water. They are swarming after the basketball. Hunt will give the ball up, drive by Jacobson, and Jacobson's strong drive to the rack. He'll head to the line trying to finish a three-point play. Well, even with that, it's still a 17-point game at 40-23 with 3:24 to go. Right now, after a slow start, Minden offensively is really on a roll. And defensively as well, because Ainsworth has scored only 10 points since the first quarter. Free throw is up and good by Jacobson. Held to only 4 in that second quarter, and that's where Minden made their hay. They built an 11-point halftime lead after being tied after one quarter. On the baseline, driving, Kissinger, jumper, no good. Peterson rebounds. Peterson in traffic, puts up a shot, and he fouls. Benjamin Peterson, he's not going to kick the ball out after getting the ball down low at point-blank range. After that offensive rebound, he just went right back to the rack. And he is hit on the arm. He's going to shoot two. The foul on Michael Schumacher is his second. The free throw up and good. 16 in the game for Benjamin Peterson. He is a perfect 3-for-3 from the line. And his free throw is up and good. A 75% free throw shooter, shooting even better than that here in the ball game. And on the inbounds, they stepped on the baseline. Ainsworth stepped on the baseline, inbounding the basketball. That's going to be another turnover. Unofficially, I have them with 11 turnovers here in the game. And an 18-point Whippet lead. Minden will inbound it, and a foul on the inbound. They threw it in the corner to Derek Kissinger, and Kissinger was driven out of bounds by Lentz. So that'll be Lentz's fourth personal foul. They're going to keep him out there because Ainsworth does not have a very deep bench. Kissinger with the inbounds. Now bounce pass to Peterson. Jumper on the left side, no good. Another offensive rebound and a foul. Christian Swinketh, offensive rebound, and now we'll head to the line and shoot two. And you know what? If you're Minden, you might as well shoot whenever you get your hands on the ball because they're going to pull down an offensive rebound. When they miss, they haven't missed by much, and that rebound has been right by the rack, and there's always been a whippet there. Swinketh's free throw is up and good. Swanka, a 64% free throw shooter, hits the first of two. And the second free throw is on the way. It is up and good. After the game, we're going to try to talk with Chandler Lovin, the head coach of the Minden Whippets, but right now we might be busy cutting down nets. Pass way up ahead. Jared Lentz will lay it up and in. As Ainsworth ran the floor, that bucket will cut the lead down to 18. 2:40 to go here in the third. We got a long way to go before we grab those ladders sitting in the corner of the gym here. With the basketball is Kissinger, and they're going to call a push. And I think that's going to be on Lentz. If it is, that is his fifth personal foul. It is. So Jared Lentz, his day is done with 2 points. He fouls out with 2:33 to go in the third quarter. So that thin Ainsworth bench gets just a little bit thinner here. And Ainsworth down by 18. Well, have to drop back on defense. Underneath their own basket, Craig Driver bounce pass in the lane. Swinka, it's kicked out of there. There is a scrum. Minden comes up with it. Nope, it's going to be a hell ball. Possession arrow pointing to the Whippets, and they will inbound it. Where they tied it up was near the free throw line. So they are going to say that Minden will inbound on the sideline. So they'll inbound in the middle of the Whippet bench. And they'll throw it in for Christensen. Christensen, long jumper. Nope. Kicks it out for Driver. And Driver hits the three. Wow. Quick ball movement and a 21-point Minden lead. Entered in for King. King dumps it in underneath. Nice extra pass, but the jumper is blocked. And the loose ball picked up by Swinka. Swinka gives it off now. Driver's got it. Gives it back to Swinka. Swinka double-teamed. Now he'll get a screen on the baseline. Looking for a little help. Kicks it out, and they're going to reset the offense. Christensen, with his hands on the basketball, will reset the offense. And, well, somebody zigged when they should have zagged, and Minden just threw the ball away. Threw it where the guy was, not where he was at the time. Threw it where he was, not where he is. So Minden turns it over. A little unforced error with a minute 51 to go here, third quarter. They still lead it 47-21. With the dribble to Martin. Martin has it stolen away by Christensen. And Christensen back out for Bloom. Bloom shut off by King. Picks up his dribble by Hunt, rather. And then a foul by Hunt. Hunt knocked him to the ground, and now he's going to pick him up. Ben Hunt, just his first personal foul. And when you're fouled by Ben Hunt, you've been fouled. It's actually his second personal foul. But there's now 17 fouls on Ainsworth. So Bloom will go to the free throw line, and he hooked the first two free throws. He hit the front end of the 1-1. That'll earn him the bonus. And he is burning 4-for-4 from the line. And coming out of the game is Christian Swinka. Swinka out. And Luke Piepert is going to check in. Bloom at the free throw line, hits nothing but net. And timeout Whippets. They lead it 49-26. Minute 35 to go in the third. Back after this.
Stop by Sonic for happy hour every day from 2 to 4. Get your favorite drink for half price. Well, for half price, you can get the whole team their favorite drinks at Sonic and Kearney.
proud supporter of all the area high school sports teams. Sonic, North 2nd Avenue in Kearney, your ultimate drink stop.
Harold Korb with Korb Walker Mowers in Minden would like to take the time to congratulate the Minden Whippets basketball team on a great season. We are very proud to have a great group of athletes like you to call our team. Good luck, Whippets, from Korb Walker Mowers.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Well, at this point, if you're head coach of Minden, Shannon Lovin, you're thinking to yourself, well, maybe I want to get some of these other kids some experience here and save some of my big games for the big guns, rather, for the state basketball tournament because, well, the 23-point lead and only 9.5 minutes to go in the ball game. He's not dumped the bench, nor should he, but he is going a little bit deeper as Luke Pieper checked into the ball game just a little bit ago. Ainsworth facing some pressure. They get the ball into Hunt, and Hunt will give it to Jacobson and pass up ahead here for Martin. Martin will drive, shoot over the top of Bloom. It's no good, and pulling down the rebound is going to be Pieper. And he'll give the ball out for Bloom, and Bloom with the dribble. He's going to direct traffic a little bit. Christensen's going to move. Now Bloom will take it on the baseline. Picks up his dribble. Will kick it up. Here's Christensen for three. Back the iron and no good. And the rebound by Ben Hunt. And Hunt will give the ball to his point guard, Nicholas Martin. Minute to go here in the third quarter. A game that, well, was tied after one quarter, but since then, Minden has really dominated. Jumper on that left side, Martin. It's no good. And Pieper with another rebound. 49-26. Minden with the lead and the basketball. Here's Bloom. He's going to slow it down a little bit. 40 seconds to go here in the third quarter. And he'll give the ball out here for Daniel Christensen. Christensen gives it off right side for Craig Driver. Driver is going to drive a little bit. And his pass goes off Christian's shoe tops. And he has to dive on it. And he calls a quick timeout. Just to maintain the possession here, he calls a quick timeout with 28.9 to go, just a 30-second timeout, so we'll keep it right here. We'll remind you that the Girls State Basketball Tournament does start in Lincoln on Thursday, and we'll have plenty of coverage for you on our family, our network of stations, as Thursday, Minden will be taking on Gordon Rushville. That game will start around 3:45. We'll have pregame around 3:40 from the Pershing Center. That game will be on our sister station on Classic Hits 98.9 FM. And then at 6:50, also on Classic Hits 98.9 FM, Amherst will take on West Point Central Catholic. We'll check the rest of the schedule after Minden will inbound the basketball here. They toss the ball into the hands of Craig Driver. And back around the perimeter we go. And now with 20 seconds left, they're going to milk the clock a little bit. Bloom will give the ball here left side for Christensen. And 15 seconds left, Christensen will give the ball back out for Bloom. Cycling through is going to be Driver, but now Bloom will take it all the way down to the left side. Now he has it on the baseline. 6 seconds left. He'll enter it inside. That's Steen. His shot, no good. Rebound by Hunt, and Hunt pulls it down, and that's about all the time he had to do with basketball there, as we have three quarters in the books. Minden, 49, Ainsworth, 26. The fourth quarter, right after this.
Miller Body Shop in Minden is your collision specialist. They offer paintless dent repair, great for hail dents and door dings. Auto glass replacement, Unicure spray baking booth that simulates factory paint for a quicker dry time and better quality baked finish. Miller Body Shop in Minden. Go Whippets!
A tradition of community banking, the money that's deposited with Minden Exchange Bank is reinvested locally in the form of loans to area families, agriculture, and businesses. Full-service banking with a strong dedication to the local community is what Minden Exchange Bank is all about.
Qdoba knows how to make a burrito stand out above the crowd. Starting with a thin shell, always steamed, then piled high with meat or chicken, rice with lime and cilantro, cheese, and all the other fillings you want. Qdoba on the corner of 25th and 2nd in Kearney. Proud to serve all your teams. Buses welcome.
Take in life on the farm with a fabulous meal served farmhouse style at the Birch Hill White Hill Farmhouse Inn located north of Minden on 30th Road. Enjoy your main dish with homemade sides and desserts. Remember, you're always family at the farm. The Birch Hill's White Hill Farmhouse Inn.
KLIQ Hastings. The Breeze. The Breeze. 94.5.
And welcome back here as we start the fourth quarter. Minden with a 49-26 lead over Ainsworth. And the Bulldogs will inbound the basketball here. Tossing in is going to be Martin. And ball knocked out of bounds. It will be off of Minden's hands. And so now the basketball will be inbounded yet again here by the Bulldogs. Martin to toss it in, and he'll get it into the hands of Hunt. Hunt takes it in the lane, little floater up, no good. Rebound by Peterson, and Peterson gives it up ahead to Bloom. Bloom is going to drive high off glass, shot no good. Running the floor and pulling down the rebound is Peterson, and then Peterson is going to be held. Peterson actually did not have great position. The ball was originally caught by Ainsworth. Peterson flew through the lane, grabbed it, and then the Ainsworth player virtually was over his back at that point, but again, Peterson didn't have the position, but then he was fouled. So now he'll go to the free throw line for 1-1. It is up and good. The foul on Schumacher is his third. Right now, Ravenna with a 52-27 lead over West Holt. They are at the end of three quarters, so it appears that the Blue Jays will be heading to the state basketball tournament. The free throw was no good, and Ben Hunt pulls down the rebound, and he now has 12 rebounds in the game. Martin will just put the ball out here for Skylar Jacobson. Jacobson gives it inside for Hunt. Hunt will drive in hard, and now he'll be rewarded with that effort with a trip to the free throw line as he knifed in there. But right now, Minden awfully close to doubling up the Bulldogs. They lead it 50-26. We were tied at 13 at the end of one quarter, but then Minden held Ainsworth only 4 points in the second quarter. They built an 11-point halftime lead, and then they just exploded offensively in the third for 21 points. And now it's 50-27 after the free throw by Hunt was good. Hunt's second free throw, back to the iron, no good, and up high for the rebound is Peterson. And really one of the stories of the game, and there's a lot of them, one of the stories of the game is how well Minden has rebounded the basketball. They have absolutely annihilated Ainsworth from the on the glass. Driving in, the layup good by Benjamin Peterson. Just a real quick little drive there, and he lays it up and in. Backing up, that's a tough shot by Martin. It is well short, and it's saved, but into the hands of the Whippets. Minden on the run. With it is Kissinger. Gives it on the underneath. Driving in is Sinzel. Sinzel underneath the basket trying to do a little Dr. J. And, well, he didn't have quite the long arms that Dr. J did. It hit the bomb in the glass, and now Ainsworth has the basketball. Got the ball down too low, and that wasn't his fault. He did something athletic with it. Sinzel comes up with a tip pass. He'll pass it up ahead, and it's laid up and in by Derek Kissinger. Off the Ainsworth turnover, Minden makes him pay. And nice little outlet pass. And the Whippets now have doubled up Ainsworth. They lead at 54-27. Quick jumper on the left side. It's up and good for Ben Hunt. And Hunt doing his best to keep this respectable. And with 6:09 to go here in the fourth quarter, it's 54-29. Timeout on the court. We'll take it with them. 6:09 to go in the ballgame. We're back after this.
The Kearney County Hospital Improvement Committee would like to remind everyone to vote for the bond on March 15th to improve our hospital and secure our health care. The need is now, so vote for the bond on March 15th. Remember, it's our future in health. Paid for by the Kearney County Hospital Improvement Committee.
Dine in at Long John Silver's now for the Fresh Side Grill with three delicious fresh side platters, all under 350 calories each. Choose from grilled tilapia, shrimp scampi, or grilled Pacific salmon, all served with long grain rice and steamed vegetable at Long John Silver's in Kearney, proud supporter of all high school sports.
The Breeze, 94.5.
And welcome back here to Broken Bow. As familiar turf for both Minden and Ainsworth, both of them are Southwest Conference schools, as is the Broken Bow High School, and so both teams have played here over the years, very comfortable with the gym, and right now Minden very comfortable with their lead. They lead at 54-29 over Ainsworth. Nice middle ground, about a two-hour drive for both schools. Inbound in the basketball after the made shot, Carson Bloom. He'll just toss the ball in here for Derek Kissinger. Back to Bloom on that right side. He's pressured a little bit by Martin. They get it on the baseline. A little ball fake here by Kissinger. Kissinger finds a cutter, and Peterson, wow, soft hands there as he puts it up and in. He caught the ball, leaned up, and just tipped the ball up ahead all in one motion. That was pretty. Martin enters it inside for Hunt. Hunt, they collapse on him. He'll kick it out for Schumacher, and his three is no good. And the rebound by Bloom, and off we go here as Bloom in the lane. Dumps in the corner, wide open is Sinzel, and Sinzel hits the jumper, his first 2 points of the game. Give a nice assist there to Carson Bloom. Offensive zone, Skylar Jacobson has it. He'll enter it inside for Hunt. Hunt shoots over the top of Peterson. It's no good. And Peterson there for the rebound. Peterson now with 8 rebounds and check that, 9 rebounds in the game. And now on the baseline, a little floater by Kissinger, up and good. And right now, Minden feeling their oats. They lead it by 31 points with 5 minutes to go here in the fourth quarter. And if you haven't made your reservations for Lincoln, you can make them for 2 straight weekends if you're a Whippet fan. Driving on that right side is Martin. Martin's jumper, no good. Rebound by Drake Fiala. And Fiala will kick it back out. They give it for Jacobson. Jacobson gets the ball back, drives, has his shot blocked into the hands of Hunt. His jumper, no good. And now Peterson will pull down the rebound. Left side, here's Kissinger, long three, no good. Offensive rebound, Carson Bloom, after making the rebound, he just knifed right back in, lays it up and in. He's got 21 points in the game, does Carson Bloom, and he's got his hands on the basketball now on the right side. After the made shot by Nicholas Martin, I was totaling up the numbers for Bloom. As I said, he's got 21. And as I was doing my math, Nicholas Martin knifed in, hit a nice little layup, makes it 62-31. Minden with the lead. And now the Whippets will empty their bench with 4:09 to go here in the fourth quarter. And you hear a nice round of applause from the Minden fans. The only regular still on the court right now is Carson Bloom. He's got a little work to do because he's at the free throw line shooting a free throw. It is up and good. He's got 22 in the game. That makes it 63-31. And Bloom with the second free throw. Hits nothing but net. 23 in the game. And with the basketball is Ben Hunt. Hunt being pressured a little bit by Isaac Carlson. Now the pressure is coming from Luke Pieper. And they'll get the ball out here for Jacobson. Jacobson gives it to Martin, and Martin will knife in. Nice shot there by Martin, who now has 11 points in the game. Carlson gives it top of the circle for Bloom. And off a screen, Carlson gets it top of the circle. Kicks on the left side for Miles Steen. Steen will get the ball out for Bloom. Pass on the inside, stolen away. And Schumacher lost the ball, knocked away by Bloom, and then picked up by Steen. And so we'll just swap turnovers here. And into the offensive zone come the Whippets, who lead it by 31 with 3:21 to go here in the fourth quarter. They cycle through a little bit. Craig Driver has it, has his dribble. We'll give the ball back out here for Carlson. Down low, they try to get it into the hands of Pieper. Pieper, nice bounce pass to Carlson. Carlson had a little trouble handling it, but he still has his dribble, and he'll give it to Bloom. Bloom steps to the elbow, 15-foot jumper, no good, and the rebound to the Bulldogs. Snagging the bound was Drake Fiala, and now we're going to have a little hand check foul whistled on the Whippets. That's going to go on Isaac Carlson. That'll be his first, and for Minden, a couple of substitutes coming in and coming out. It'll be Miles Steen and I would assume Carson Bloom. Yes, he does. So nice hand for those two young men. A couple of starters coming out of the game. And now they can rehydrate and start thinking about Lincoln. Martin with the free throw. It is up and good. 64-34. 2:50 to go before Minden wraps up the district championship. Free throw is up and good. In the offensive zone, Isaac Carlson. Carlson looking on that right wing for Ryan Cremosta, and now he'll dribble all the way down to the baseline. He'll kick the ball right back out here for Craig Driver. He gives it left side for Mitchell Muller. His long jumper is no good, and Carlson pulls down the rebound. Driving on the left side, coming up is Carlson. Carlson shuts off on the baseline, gives it to Muller. Muller double team there, has the ball knocked away, and Schumacher comes up with it here for Ainsworth. So with 2:10 to go here in the fourth quarter, now driving the lane is going to be Ainsworth. They'll kick it right back out here for Jacobson. His three uses all the rim, bounces around, and it is up and good. 64-38. Minden with the lead and the basketball. Bounce pass in the lane off so many shoe tops. They're going to call a kick there. And Ainsworth is going to make some substitutions as well. Brandon Clark's going to check in for the first time, and William Kackmeister comes in, and the Ainsworth fans, the ones wearing red, they are on their feet applauding the effort of their young men. It's going to fall short against Minden for the third time this season. But that doesn't mean they don't care for their basketball team. On the right side with it is Driver. Driver hits a three. Off a set inbounds play, Driver hits a second three-pointer, and that'll make it 67-38. Minute 38 to go here. Kackmeister, he'll fire the three off glass for Ainsworth. Kackmeister drains the three. You got to love it. And now Carlson, he'll give it off left side. Here's Driver. He hits the three. Well, the JV guys are starting to stroke it a little bit. And we got a hole. By the way, Kackmeister on the season before tonight scored 5 points all season. So pinking in a three, that was a big moment for that young man. With the basketball was Martin. He got fouled. He's going to go line and shoot him one and one here. Carlson's whistle for the foul. That's his second. Free throw, no good. And up high for the rebound is Luke Pieper. Pieper gets the rebound. He'll get the ball to Carlson, who kicks it off left side. Here's a three by Sinzel. It's no good. Rebound is tipped. Sinzel gets it in the backcourt. Now he brings in the offensive zone. He'll get it off for Ryan Kramoster. Kramoster's pass is tipped around, and it's finally stolen away. Tanner Fuelberg comes up with it, gets it up ahead. Schumacher's jumper is no good, and with the rebound is going to be Pieper. Pieper hasn't been out there a lot, but he's got his hands on the basketball. He's got four rebounds. Sinzel in the offensive zone. 40 seconds to go here. And now Minden's going to weave around a little bit. And pretty soon, when people look up the clock and realize how close they are to heading to the Pershing Center, it'll get kind of loud in here. Kamosta drives the baseline. He lost the basketball with 29.4 seconds to go. Whippets will inbound underneath their own basket. Sinzel tosses it in for Carlson. Carlson, an NBA three. It is short. And the rebound by Brandon Clark for Ainsworth. And so here come the Bulldogs in the offensive zone. Driving, shot, no good, but he'll head to the line. Martin has really attacked the rack here, especially in the fourth quarter. And he'll go line and shoot two with 16.6 to go. Well, shortly after these free throws, I'll probably have to stand up because I think the Minden fans will be doing the same, congratulating their team for winning the district championship. It's 70-42, 16.6 seconds to go. Second free throw is up and good for Martin. And they'll inbound the basketball to Carlson. Carlson across the timeline. And everybody is on their feet if they're wearing purple. Kramosa has it, has his pass stolen away. 6 seconds left. The shot will not count. It's a player control foul. Defensively running the floor and getting a nice round of applause for it is Thomas Sinzel. Give credit to Sinzel for making the play with 4.7 seconds to go. And the foul on Schumacher is his fifth. Fouls out of the game. With just a handful of seconds left, Minden will inbound it. 2 seconds, 1 second. And Minden wins the district championship. They're heading to state on the girls' side and on the boys. The Whippets now 21-2 on the season. They win it by a final of 70-43. Congratulations to them as they will represent District number 5 in the Boys State Basketball Tournament in Lincoln. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll take a look at the numbers. We'll be back with our post-game show and hopefully be able to talk with Minden head coach Shannon Lovett. We'll do that when we come back right after this.
Steve Casper, your Hogemeyer Seed rep at Minden, is rooting for the Minden Whippets. To learn more about the Hogemeyer Seed lineup, contact Steve Casper in Minden.
The First Bank and Trust in Minden. Relationship banking, what they do. First Bank and Trust is a leader in online banking with online bill pay and 24-hour banking at your fingertips. Minden's First Bank and Trust, what you'd expect from a friend. Member FDIC.
Aurora Co-op in Minden is your one-stop farm supplier. Everything you need to keep your farm and everyday life running can be found at one of our many locations. Aurora Co-op recognizes and appreciates the time and dedication that all the coaches, athletes, and parents put into the program.
If you have grain to move, nothing moves like a Mayrath Auger, and Stadler Implement in Minden is your local Mayrath Auger dealer. Go see Carl and the gang at Stadler Implement on East Highway 6 in Minden. You'll be satisfied with the service you get.
Pedley Drug in Minden is your hometown Health Mart pharmacy, carrying Mueller Sporting Goods and Hallmark. When you fill your prescriptions and shop at Pedley Drug, you see your neighbors and friends helping you, like Jeff, Tammy, and Michaela. Pedley Drug accepts most insurance and Medicare. Best of luck, athletes.
Stop by Sonic for happy hour every day from 2 to 4. Get your favorite drink for half price. Well, for half price, you can get the whole team their favorite drinks at Sonic and Kearney. Proud supporter of all the area high school sports teams. Sonic, North 2nd Avenue in Kearney, your ultimate drink stop.
The Breeze, 94.5.
And welcome back here to Broken Bow. Just 5 seconds ago, they announced the district championship trophy being handed right now to Minden as the Whippets win it 70-43. Congratulations to Minden and another local team also district champions tonight. That is Hastings St. Cecilia, the Blue Hawks, with a 52-39 win over Centennial. It was a one-point game at the end of the third quarter, but Centennial scored only 3 points in the entire fourth quarter. So the Blue Hawk defense really stepping up, and the Blue Hawks will go to the state basketball tournament with Grand Island Central Catholic and now Minden. So three teams from the area that we'll be covering in the boys' state tournament, which begins a week from Thursday. Once again, St. Cecilia 52-39 over Centennial. And here it's Minden with a 70-43 win. And congratulations to the Whippets for that win. And another final for you as well. It was Ravenna in Class C2 over West Holt, 74-40. So congratulations to the Blue Jays of Ravenna. They'll be making it back to the state basketball tournament in Lincoln, something that seems like they do every year. Let's take a look at our numbers. We'll begin, first of all, for Ainsworth, as they end their season at 19-7, and three of their seven losses coming in lopsided fashion to the Minden Whippets through the course of the season. Balanced scoring for the top two scorers for Ainsworth. Leading the way was Nicholas Martin. He finished with 15 points. Bigger game, though, for Ben Hunt. Hunt also with 15 points, but I had him with 15 rebounds as well. After that, 6 points for Skylar Jacobson, 2 points for Michael Schumacher, and 2 points for Jared Lenz, who fouled out with 2.5 minutes to go in the third quarter. The only three-pointer of the game, check that, there was one other three-pointer early on by Martin, but William Kackmeister scored 5 points all season. He hit a three late in the game in mop-up role here for Ainsworth, and he finished with 3 points on the game. This one was interesting. At the end of one quarter, we were tied at 13. In fact, Ainsworth led much of the first quarter and then led briefly in the second quarter as well, but then Minden just really put it on, holding Ainsworth to only 4 points total in the second quarter. And then offensively, Minden got on track in that third quarter, scoring 21 points while holding Ainsworth to only 9. And then at the end, they just wrapped things up here with a 70-43 win. They really opened things up in the second and third quarters and then just kind of stayed the course in the fourth. And so the Whippets now 21-2 on the season, and they'll be making it to the state basketball tournament in Lincoln. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll check the numbers for the Whippets, and we'll also hopefully talk with Shannon Lovin, the head coach of the Whippets. We'll do that as we continue our pregame show right after this.
Harold Korb with Korb Walker Mowers in Minden would like to take the time to congratulate the Minden Whippets basketball team on a great season. We are very proud to have a great group of athletes like you to call our team. Good luck, Whippets, from Korb Walker Mowers.
Miller Body Shop in Minden is your collision specialist. They offer paintless dent repair, great for hail dents and door dings, auto glass replacement, Unicure spray baking booth that simulates factory paint for a quicker dry time and better quality baked finish. Miller Body Shop in Minden. Go Whippets!
A tradition of community banking, the money that's deposited with Minute Exchange Bank is reinvested locally in the form of loans to area families, agriculture, and businesses. Full-service banking with a strong dedication to the local community is what Minute Exchange Bank is all about.
Qdoba knows how to make a burrito stand out above the crowd, starting with a thin shell always steamed, then piled high with meat or chicken, rice with lime and cilantro, cheese, and all the other fillings you want. Qdoba on the corner of 25th and 2nd in Kearney. Proud to serve all your teams. Buses welcome.
The Breeze, 94.5.
And welcome back here to Broken Bow as the Whippets of Minden make it to the state basketball tournament with a 70-43 win over Ainsworth. And we'll try to talk with head coach Shannon Lovin as they've already cut down the nets and such. And hopefully we'll be able to talk with Coach Lovin before we're all done. Let's take a look at the scoring here for the Whippets. Leading the way for them was Carson Bloom. Bloom finished with 23 points here in the ballgame to go with 10 rebounds. Benjamin Peterson was really the go-to guy, especially in the first half. He finished with 21 points and 10 rebounds as well. After that, 9 points off the bench by Craig Driver. He had 3 3-pointers. Also 9 points for Derek Kissinger in the game. 6 points for Christian Swinkey. We already mentioned Driver with his 9, and 2 points for Thomas Sinzel as well. Unofficially, I had Minden with 36 rebounds in the game compared to 21 for Ainsworth, and it really seemed that if Ainsworth's Ben Hunt didn't get the rebound, they weren't going to get it because he finished with 15 of their 21 rebounds. Schumacher ended up with 3, but for Minden, it was everybody, all hands on deck. Got 10 rebounds from Bloom. Got 10 rebounds from Benjamin Peterson, 5 from Swanky, 5 from Derek Christensen, Kissinger, 4 from Pieper. Christensen grabbed a couple of rebounds as well, and that would make that 38 rebounds as a team. So really dominating the glass was Minden here in the ballgame, and I really see that as being absolutely key to their success here in the ballgame. Once again, our final in this one, 70-43. And other scores for you, as we mentioned, it was St. Cecilia picking up the win over Centennial, 52-39. They win their district championship, and they will advance. Also advancing earlier today was Adams Central. They ended the season for Hastings, 39-21. That is the final. And Ravenna with a 74-40 win over West Holt. That was in Class C2 as they win the district championship as well. So we're going to take another break here and hopefully be able to talk with Shannon Lovin. We'll do that as we continue our post-game show right after this.
Take in life on the farm with a fabulous meal served farmhouse style at the Birch Hill White Hill Farmhouse Inn located north of Minden on 30th Road. Enjoy your main dish with homemade sides and desserts. Remember, you're always family at the farm. The Birch Hill's White Hill Farmhouse Inn.
Steve Casper, your Hogemeyer Seed rep at Minden, is rooting for the Minden Whippets. To learn more about the Hogemeyer Seed lineup, contact Steve Casper in Minden.
The Kearney County Hospital Improvement Committee would like to remind everyone to vote for the bond on March 15th to improve our hospital and secure our health care. The need is now, so vote for the bond on March 15th. Remember, it's our future in health. Paid for by the Kearney County Hospital Improvement Committee.
Dine in at Long John Silver's now for the Fresh Side Grill with 3 delicious fresh side platters, all under 350 calories each. Choose from grilled tilapia, shrimp scampi, or grilled Pacific salmon, all served with long grain rice and steamed vegetable at Long John Silver's in Kearney, proud supporter of all high school sports.
The Breeze, 94.5.
And welcome back here to Broken Bow High School. A big win tonight for the Minden Whippets. They win this one 70-43, and I might have some altitude sickness here up in the Heights. Is running up to join us is Minden head coach Shannon Lovin. And first of all, first and foremost, coach, congratulations.
Oh, thank you. It was a tough game.
It was, and you take a look at the final score, and you'd say this was a breeze. But you take a look at that first quarter. Ainsworth came here to play.
Yeah, they did. When I watched film on them here this last week, I noticed they're being a lot more aggressive. They're spreading the floor, attacking the basket, and they played a really good Ord team just the other night, and so I knew they'd be improving what we saw earlier.
And they came out. You guys didn't hit some shots, but yet it seemed like everything else in you guys' game was really on. It seemed like Ainsworth really had trouble getting any real good looks at the basket.
Well, I thought we did a much better job tonight coming out ready to play defensively. We maybe had just a step out of position, but we were getting to the right spot. And offensively, we did miss a lot of shots in the lane the first quarter in particular. We had plenty of shots. We just weren't knocking them down early on.
Yeah, but good looks. Didn't take any bad shots. And then what I thought really kind of turned the tide for you guys was rebounding. Unofficially, I had you guys with 17 more rebounds than Ainsworth. That's what I had unofficially. And I was just really impressed with how well your team rebounded the basketball, especially offensively.
And I thought maybe we started off a little slow. We talked about that a little bit during that first time out, that we had to do a better job of checking off and going after some offensive boards. And then I thought we came along pretty well.
And then once things got going, I mean, in that second quarter, holding them to only 4 points, offensively you didn't really get clicking even at all in the first half, but holding them only 4 points in that second quarter really set the stage for things from there on out.
Well, I think we were able to turn up the pressure with our press a little bit, and we were getting some easier looks on them. We were making things a lot more difficult for them than we were in the first quarter.
And then really running the floor in that third quarter. Hit a couple of threes, but really, to me, it was in transition. You guys got a lot of things done in that third quarter.
Well, that was one thing we talked about before the game. We've been talking about all year. These guys, I think, are in pretty good shape. We go plenty of depth, and so we wanted to run these guys as much as we could, knowing that we were deeper than them. And I thought that second half, the third and fourth quarter, you could really tell they were getting tired.
But let's talk a little bit about Carson. Finishes with 21 points and just really steady throughout the entire course of the game in terms of his defensive pressure. And I had him with 11 rebounds as well.
And Carson, he's been doing a great job for us all year. He's been very consistent. He knows when it's time for him to go to the basket and attack and when it's time to pass the ball out. Like I said, he's been doing a great job. He came on that second half and scored quite a few points and also knocked down his free throws.
Yeah, and then Ben also with 21 points. And it's just fun to watch you guys because it always seems like it's within the flow of the offense. Whoever ends up scoring points for you guys, it just seems to be within the flow of the offense.
Well, that's one thing we talked about, too, is we were taking some good shots early on, but we're also taking some quick shots. Not that they weren't good ones, but we just weren't being real patient. So we wanted to work the ball a little bit more on offense and just see if we could get something a little better.
Well, Coach, what's this mean to you heading back to the state basketball tournament?
I'm just really happy for these guys. These are a great group of boys, great leaders. They get along well. They play together. They're a lot of fun. I'm just happy for them. This has been a dream of theirs all season, and I'm really happy for them.
And we're happy for you, Coach. Appreciate the time. Congratulations.
Right. Thank you very much.
All right, Shannon Love, the head basketball coach of the Men and Whippets, and our congratulations to him for picking up a 70-43 win over Ainsworth. And now Coach Lovin has to head downstairs, get his picture taken with the district championship team from C15 here. As he done talking with us, and now it's time to smile pretty for the cameras as Minden picks up the district championship with a final of 70-43 over Ainsworth. We'll have to take a look and see where they're going to be in the tournament in terms of getting their draw. They should be in the neighborhood of a 5 seed or so. It'll all break down. And again, if you've missed it, St. Cecilia made it to the state basketball tournament as well with a win over Centennial, 52-39. And obviously, Grand Island Central Catholic, they'll be getting one of the wild cards, even though they lost to St. Cecilia earlier on. And earlier tonight, also Adams Central over Hastings, a final of 39-21. So a nice win there for the Patriots. A big win, obviously, there for the Patriots as well. And a reminder for you that we'll have coverage of girls basketball for you as the girls state basketball tournament will start on Thursday. And we also have a district game for you, a district final for you tomorrow right here on the Breeze. Giltner and Lindsay Holy Family, the D22 district final. That'll be in Stromsburg. Coverage will begin around 6:50, and the tip between Giltner and Lindsay Holy Family about 7 o'clock tomorrow on the Breeze. And tomorrow on our sister station on Classic Hits 98.9 FM, the D24 district final will be in Loup City. Pleasanton will be taking on Sargent. And on our other sister station on ESPN 1460, we'll have coverage of Overton and Axtell. That'll be another district final. That'll be over at Kearney Catholic. And again, that'll be on our sister station on ESPN 1460. And I think I got most of them all covered that we're going to have for you tomorrow. And obviously, we'll be covering all the girls' games for you. And a reminder for you that all the state championship games on both the girls' and the boys' side will be on the ESPN Superstation in central Nebraska. So you can listen to it in Hastings or out of Kearney on 1550 or on 1460. And we'll have all the state championship games for you coming up on Saturday on the girls' side, and a week from Saturday, we'll have that for you as well on the boys' side. So plenty of high school basketball left, and this is a really fun time of year because the games mean so much and the kids play so hard, as did Minden tonight, who is now 21-2 on the season. They win it by a final score of 70-43. I'm Randy Bushgart. Thank you so much for joining us. We'll have more high school basketball for you tomorrow here on The Breeze. Until then, good night, everybody.
Your local sports favorites are here on The Breeze 94.5. The 1-2-2, your choice is clear.
The game you're looking for is here.
With your local sports connection, full news, scores, and play-by-play.
Yeah.